Welcome back to the New Talk, the Bob Davis Podcasts. This is podcast 392 live from Davenport, Iowa. It is about 6 a.m. I just pulled in to Modern Woodman Park here on the riverfront. I don't even know what river this is, in just under the bridge in Davenport. And it's funny because I have been through Davenport, Iowa so many times in my life, I couldn't even count them. Back when my sister was in the hospital in Iowa City, for, you know, two different times for 6 months, we came through here almost every weekend. And I don't remember if we ever stopped in Davenport, but now I'm in Davenport. And I'm going to be covering a Scott Walker event here in Davenport today at 11 a.m. So I've got the Mobile Podcast Command Center in position. I'm actually the first media truck here. There is no one else here. The guy who runs the park showed up about 5 minutes ago, so I am the first person here. I'm a little surprised because at the most recent event, the Walker announcement of his campaign in Waukesha, I got there pretty early. Like, it was 3 hours early, and they were all set up and ready to go. So this is going to be an interesting thing. And I want to just very quickly point out, you know, these coverages, whether it's Scott Walker or whoever will come after, do not constitute any kind of an endorsement. I am, I am covering these events. I wanted to cover another Walker event because now I have a reference point for a Walker event in Waukesha, which was the announcement. So that's why I'm doing this event here today. I want to see how different, and I want to see if these Iowans have a sense that how important they are to these political candidates. And I say that tongue in cheek. So that's what we're going to be doing today. I am live inside the podcast command unit. I pulled up. I got everything set up. I'm leaving the engine idle. I'll probably turn it off here in a second, but I wanted you to hear it because I'm using full stereo, and I just wanted you to actually hear what this thing sounds like because it is kind of loud in here. And it's funny. Dave Mechanic Extraordinaire and I, and Ed Johnson, if you're listening, I got to point this out. We think it needs a new muffler. It is awfully loud, so that'll be the next thing I'm going to have to get. And pursuant to that, really appreciate the donations at the BobDavisPodcast.com. They are completely funding Mobile Podcast Command. They're starting to dribble in, and I really appreciate it, but if I'm going to go cover more of these things, and they're fun to cover, and I think it's important coverage, we will need donations, contributions from you at the Bob Davis Podcast Command through safe and secure PayPal. Just follow the links right underneath the picture of the Mobile Podcast Command ambulance there on the front page of the BobDavisPodcast.com. This podcast, of course, is sponsored by Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Let me take a sip of coffee. By the way, I bought the coffee at the Iowa 80 truck stop, which is about 22 minutes from here, where I've stopped now. I don't know how many times I've stopped at that place. They know me there now. That's pretty frightening. Last time I talked about Ryan Plumbing and Heating, I was suggesting that you remember them for emergency service. If your toilet goes bad or you have plumbing issues, air conditioning issues, heating issues, Ryan does great emergency service, and their telephone number in St. Paul, 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Think of this as a mental sticker, like you stick on the water heater. So when it goes down, you know who to call. Ryan Plumbing and Heating, they do great emergency service for residential and business all over the metro, the suburbs, Plymouth, St. Louis Park, Mendota, St. Paul, of course, West St. Paul, all over the place. So, Invergrove, where you've seen their trucks all over town. But I also want to mention, you know, interest rates are low, and so a lot of people, rather than buying a new house, they are renovating or improving the existing house. And, of course, going with that are new kitchens and new bathrooms. And I wanted to mention Ryan in relation to that because they do a lot of contracting work, and they do contracting work for big businesses. So they can come in and they can help you out. So if you're putting a new bathroom in or you're putting a new kitchen in, think Ryan Plumbing and Heating on University Avenue in St. Paul, just west of the state capitol where they've always been. In St. Paul, you can call 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. But you've seen their trucks all over the metro because they go all over the metro. So it doesn't matter where you are. So those two things right now, that's the main thing. So if you're putting a new bathroom in or you're putting a new kitchen in. And by the way, if you're putting in a new garage or a new family room, ask them as well about in-floor heating, because they can do that for you. So Ryan's great for all those things and emergency service. And I suppose if you hadn't gotten your air conditioning checked, you could probably still do it. But pretty soon, I almost hesitate to say this, pretty soon you're going to be I'm going to be advising you to get your heating checked, because fall is coming. I hate to say it, and I don't want to be the first guy to say it, just for the time being, just think of Ryan when it comes to emergency service, as well as helping you with renovations, residential and business. And thanks, Greg Ryan, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. So yeah, very quickly, I got into position very early, and I am opening the podcast now. It's about 6:15 or so, I'm opening the podcast now, getting it all ready to go, because then I'm practicing sort of getting these podcasts turned around and posted really fast after the event. And the last event took me a little bit of time to get everything squared away, so this time I'm going to be ready. And I guess in preparation, the only thing I can say is a lot of stuff running through my mind. I'm not going to try to ad-lib that now. I'm just going to let it settle in terms of what I want to talk about in this podcast, and in terms of what I think that I'm going to get. No, I'm not gonna say anything yet. I'm gonna wait, because I had some really, I think, some key observations, and I'm gonna keep them to myself until after the event. So, at this point, it's basically shut the machine down, open the screen, and take a little nap. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go shut it down, because I want you to hear how quiet it is when I shut this thing down. Hang on. I got some new shoes that are really quiet, too. I'm pretty excited about that. Barely hear me, right? So I'll go over here. Listen to that. That is the sound of peace and quiet. Almost completely peace and quiet. So I thought that was kind of dramatic, so I thought I'd open the podcast that way. So all we have to do now is just wait for the event, and then I'll tell you what happened and what I think about it. It's about 10 a.m. In my time. And I just got up from my nap, and I decided that what I'm going to do is make some coffee. I'm actually about 50 feet from the front door of the little center here with my... I've angled into the handicap. There isn't... You know, it's very interesting. This little deal is a very different little deal from the one in Waukesha so far. It doesn't seem to be anywhere near as large yet. We're an hour away from the event. The thing is at 11 o'clock, and it's just about 10, and everybody's kind of just pulling in as we speak and getting everything going. So I'm going to make myself a cup of coffee here and and then I'll stand out there and drink it. I stole that from the movie Country. Now, I'm right next to a train track. For some reason, I always end up next to train tracks. So there goes the train.
You can, or they'll credential you either way. So if you want to go on up, you're fine.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah, just show
which
up.
Is good. So you've got the lay of the land here in Davenport on a very hot midsummer's day. This is a big learning experience for me and a lot of fun because I'm getting a sense of how it all fits together on the small screen, the television and the computer, and the producers and their cameras, the local reporters, the politicians giving the same speeches over and over again, maybe even the same people going from event to event, jammed into a small room to make it look big for the TV cameras. And then people watching video feeds of these events somewhere else, writing about them, maybe or maybe not, stringers sending them text from the event, which then gets weaved into a bigger story. So there's a lot of snark on Scott Walker, as I've said, and not a lot of substantive analysis of what he's actually been able to do in Wisconsin. I was amused to see a reporter sitting there during the speech live tweeting the event as though Twitter is the most important thing, and that's journalism today. Now, people on the right love what Walker has done on a lot of issues in Wisconsin. People on the left hate it. Isn't the news media supposed to provide background and analysis? Instead, we're seeing a lot of stories about Walker's education or lack of it, the fact that he's boring and that he makes all kinds of outrageous claims like he wants to repeal Obamacare or take the fight to ISIS, or his view that one of the most important foreign policy decisions in his lifetime was when President Reagan fired the PATCO air traffic controllers, which, by the way, did reverberate all the way to the Kremlin and made them realize that Reagan was someone to take seriously. You may not agree with Scott Walker or Bernie Sanders, for that matter, but the media isn't doing their job when they spew snark rather than actually analyze the policies in action. It's really interesting to stand behind these TV cameras, especially the ones with the really big telephoto lenses, which I'm sure will be the live shot. And, you know, they've got equipment on the floor, so you can see what the camera sees by looking down at the floor, standing behind this group of people that's on this dais. It's kind of for the camera, so they can get a good shot. And then you look at the room. So you look at this tight shot from a telephoto lens, and then you look at the room. And the room is, I don't know, 50 feet long by about 20 feet wide. All garage doors that open out over the stadium. You know, it's a beer room, you know, at the Bandits, you know, Woodman Stadium thing here in the Quad Cities. And that tight shot is going to make it look a lot bigger, and of course it's going to sound a lot bigger. And that's what you're going to see on television. That's why I came, because most of politics, at least in the present time frame this summer, is really small ball. I mean, you know, that's why. The thing is, that's the thing that's interesting to me, because now that makes me realize why, if Bernie Sanders can pull in 3,000 people, it's a big deal. Because these reporters are used to seeing rooms with 200 or 300 or 150 or 50 or 60 people in it. So if you're somebody bring in 3,000 or 4,000 people to an event, you're huge, at least right now. You know, and it's all about getting on television, and it's all about generating momentum so that when you go to do a big event, thousands of people show up. Some people are better at it than others. And the two people I can think of right now that are better at it than others are Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. So Republicans are very wary of the media, and I suppose for good reason. So do you mind if I ask why you guys are here?
I don't trust journalists, so no, I don't want to. I don't. Who are you?
You want to talk to me? I'm a podcaster.
Yeah. Are you in the tank for Hillary?
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm sorry. I don't trust anybody.
Don't trust anybody?
I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't have a dog in the race. I don't.
You're not feeling the burn or whatever.
What's that?
Bernie.
Oh, no. I haven't been to a Bernie event yet, so I haven't.
Oh, okay.
No, I just wondered why you're here.
I'm just seeing what's going on. Just seeing what's going on. But I'm very distrustful, so I apologize. I'm not trying to offend you, but...
I'm one of them now, I guess.
Well, if you're here with a microphone, you're kind of...
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for coming. Will you please remain standing while you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Talk about confirmation bias for me. When I talk to Chairwoman of the Scott County Republicans, Judy Davidson, she demonstrates that Iowans go to a lot of political events.
I'm the chair of the Scott County Republican Party.
Let's talk.
And I'm also on the state central committee.
Okay. How many of these people are active delegates or active political people?
Just by virtue of being here, they would be active.
Well, yeah. And so this early, really what he's trying to do is find people that can be delegates. And
people to vote for him at the caucus. You don't have to be a delegate. Hi, David. How are you? In order to attend a caucus, you don't have to be a delegate. You can just attend. You can just even register that day. So, yes, and he's not the first one. I mean, we have candidate visits starting in January, pretty much all year round. So we're the third largest county in Iowa.
How are the Iowa Republicans?
How are they?
Yeah.
In what way?
Are they
They're
active,
great.
Are
they're
they?
very motivated. They're very energized. They're ready to work hard to take back our country in 2016. And we have been seeing, I mean, we had another candidate here last week. We have another one tonight. We have one Monday. So we've been seeing great crowds like this everywhere, which tells me that people are very excited and looking forward towards the future and looking towards 2016 when we can make a change, a better change for our country.
So who else is coming in?
We had Governor Jindal on last Sunday. Today is Governor Walker. Tonight is Senator Lindsey Graham. Governor Jindal is again on Monday. Prior to that, we've had Ben Carson. We had Ben Trump. We've had pretty much everybody. Carly Fiorina is going to be here next week. So they've all been here.
The same size.
They're pretty much all, and they're all at different venues, but they're pretty much all standing room only. I mean, they're all pretty packed.
Well, and this is not a giant room.
No, but I mean, still, I mean,
just say each one is 300 or 400 people.
Yeah. And as you saw, when the guy that just left, he's on our central committee, and I said, "Well, I see you tonight at the Lindsey Graham event," and he said, "Yes." So people don't just go to one; oftentimes they'll go to all of them because they want to hear. People have not really made up their mind yet. They want to go to all these events and hear from all the candidates, not only once, maybe twice, maybe three times before they decide. Most people tell me they haven't yet decided that they would have. They might have a top four, three or four, something like that.
Is this an Iowa thing? I mean, is this just because Iowa's the first primary in the nation, first caucus in the nation, and it's like, this is what they do?
Yes, absolutely. And this is what they should be doing, because we are the first in the nation, and we know from previous campaigns that the winner of the caucus, or even perhaps maybe the second or third place finisher, can be a great jump start to what's going to happen the rest of the country.
So, I guess
all
what I'm asking is that okay?
That's great, but I love what I do. Yes. I mean, I'm a volunteer. I'm not a paid staff. Everything I do is volunteer. I love doing this. Love working with the campaigns. Love working with all the volunteers who are great. And it's wonderful. We all really take this responsibility very seriously. We don't take the decisions lightly. They try to go out and talk with as many. I mean, you saw there were some people here that had notes. They were taking notes. I know a couple people. They'll go to different events and take notes so they can really kind of help evaluate everybody.
Yeah, do you mind if I grab as well? I just wanted to talk to you. I'm just covering for MSNBC.
Okay.
Are you with the local Republican Party? Or?
I'm the chair of the Scott County Republican Party.
Chair of Scott County.
And I also am on the state central committee. What? No, thanks. Here's my card. It doesn't have my state central committee job on it, but I also am on the Republican Party of Iowa.
Gotcha. I take a little more jaundiced view of it. Here in the hallway after Walker's talk, the media pulls these everymans aside to get their views, when in reality they remind me of deadheads. I see them as political groupies, and you should see the media flock to them in the hallways after the event, passing judgment on Donald Trump or Scott Walker or anyone else in the race. And what happens here is the media confers a status to these Iowa political actives in a room with maybe 100 or 150 or 200 people in it over other Americans in other states, and for no other reason that Iowa has the first vote every presidential cycle. And I think it's an industry in this state. Oh, yeah. Why did we come here? We came here to see Governor Walker speak. Yeah, that's right.
Governor Walker.
Thank you all for coming out. First, I want to start just with a moment on a very serious side. Yesterday, we saw something tragic happen down in Tennessee. Four Marines lost their lives. Three others were injured, a Marine, a sailor, and an officer. And so if we could just start for a moment and just take a moment to pray for the families of those Marines and to pray for the recovery of those three individuals. Thank you. Well, it is great to be back in Iowa. I've been here plenty. I actually lived here even for a few years. I'll touch on that in just a moment. But first off, it's my first time since Monday that I've been in Iowa. So I can say officially now, I'm Scott Walker, I'm running for president, and I'd like to have your vote. I'll give you a simple story. Some of you may have heard that Tonette and I like to shop at a place called Kohl's. And over the years I've been trained, I now know if I'm going to buy a shirt at Kohl's, I go to the rack, it says it was $29.99, and now it's $19.99. And then I go up and I probably get that insert out from the Sunday newspaper, you know, a little scratch off there, and I take it up and we go to check out. Or maybe if I remember, stop by our house in Wauwatosa, we get that mailer that gives us the 15 or the 20% off, or if we're really lucky, a 30% off, right? And then, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, my dad was a preacher, so you're getting me in the rough up here, right? You know what I'm talking about. And then, we go to ring it up, and it gets out her purse, and pulls out some of her Kohl's cash.
One thing about Scott Walker, I have to whisper because I'm in the hallway with other people. He will give this speech 100 times. He will stay on this message until somebody comes up with a new message, or he comes up with a new message. He's probably one of the most disciplined candidates that you'll find.
During the 444 days that I ran, 52 Americans hospital and stable. This is not in a safe state of the world. You can do business while I'm for it, you're safe. Here, with the economy, with the size and scope of this federal government, and certainly with where we stand when it comes to leadership in the world. We know they elected Joni. You helped elect a Republican majority, and I hope after this next vote, you'll send her back to the majority, or you'll send Chuck Grassley back and continue to serve as the majority's working together to do exactly that. Thank you for coming out here today. Thank you for what you're going to do today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And you have to be with us in the United States. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
My sense is that Governor Scott Walker is hitting a nerve with most of the traditional Republicans. And while the media jokes cynically about him telling the same shopping and Kohl's story at every stop, which he does, saying he's dull, which he is, feigns shock and shame his positions on abortion and same-sex marriage, which if you talk to the people that are supporting him, they don't, that's what they want. So with rock-ribbed Republicans who are frustrated, who believe that the values they hold dear are slipping away, Walker is saying something that resonates with people like this, even if he does say it over and over again. The fact is, Republicans are concerned about Christianity and its future. They're fearful of Islamic terror. They're concerned about their idea of what their culture is, an American culture. They're concerned about the economy. And who isn't tired of the government hassling everyone in some way, shape, or form? And these people don't mind Walker's rhetoric, and I don't think they care if he's boring. Or maybe they just like going to political events and getting on TV. Thanks once again to Greg Ryan, Ryan Plumbing and Heating, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. Remember, if you need emergency service, 651-224-4771 in St. Paul, in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. And please don't forget that Ryan can help you if you're redoing a bathroom or a new kitchen, residential and business. Ryan Plumbing and Heating on University Avenue in St. Paul, just west of the state capitol, where they've always been. Think Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771 in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. And thanks, Greg, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. Metro-wide means they go to Plymouth. It means they go to Mendota. They go all over the place. They are metro-wide, not just in Minneapolis or St. Paul. I got to thank the digital sponsor, the BobDavisPodcast.com, Mad K Studios. They create quality, original automotive artwork. And Mad K, I know Ken and maybe another wearing another hat is going to be at Sturgis. I'm pretty sure my brother-in-law and I are going out to Sturgis, so that's going to be really, really cool. I'm looking forward to that, and I'll tell you more about those events as we get closer. Click on the banners for all of the sponsors of the Bob Davis Podcast to find out more information about them. Now, as far as Sturgis is concerned, and the next stop from here is going to be the Oshkosh Air Show in Oshkosh, of course. This is the EAA Air Show, and I want to thank Dick Napinski of EAA for really working hard to get the mobile podcast command unit into the show so I can just be there for 3 days. I'm looking forward to that. It's actually going to be relaxing to talk about technology and talk about flight and talk about this incredible show that attracts really hundreds of thousands of people every year. I'm looking forward to that. And I want to thank you for listening on Stitcher.com, which is an Android app if you have an Android device. It's great, a Galaxy, whatever. iTunes, of course, the granddaddy of podcasting, and we are in two places on iTunes. Also, TuneIn and BlogTalkRadio.com. And thank you for liking, sharing, and favoriting and following on Facebook and Twitter. And again, the donations are really, really important. Contributions, donations, whatever you want to call it, they're not tax deductible. This is not NPR, man. This is a commercial enterprise. But this vehicle, the Mobile Podcast Command Unit, is crowdfunded. So you guys are funding everywhere it goes. And if you like what I'm doing, any contribution you can make, $1, $100, $150, is a great thing. So I'll tell you what I'll do. For a short time only, if you donate $150, I'll buy you dinner. And hopefully it won't be a wash. So thanks for your donations, and thank you for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts. Live in Davenport, Iowa, on the campaign trail with Scott Walker. I just noticed his bus just pulled out. He has, I guess it's a Winnebago. And you know what? It's not as cool as the Mobile Podcast Command Center. Thanks for listening to Podcast 392.